Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
7:13, got a rainy day ahead of us, starting later on this morning, then through this evening, and then intermittently tomorrow, and then Saturday morning, but then it clears out, cools off. Daniel Erspammer joins us now, CEO of the Pelican Institute. Morning, Daniel. How are you?
Morning, Tommy. Great. Great to be with you.
Thanks for taking the time. Tell me about the Pelican Institute for people that don't know.
Sure. The Pelican Institute is Louisiana's free market think tank. So our job is to research and understand policy conditions that allow people, every person in Louisiana, to flourish, and then work to educate the public and advocate for those ideas.
So when you look back at 2025, what were some of the highlights for you as far as the Pelican Institute goes?
Yeah, you know, lots of great stuff over the last couple of years. As we look at this last year, the biggest win, I think, for the state and for the people is something that didn't get a whole lot of hoopla, but something we call One Door to Work. And it streamlines and consolidates all of the various welfare safety net programs alongside the workforce programs to make the make the effort more efficient, make it easier for people to engage in the system, but more importantly, provides incentives and opportunity for people to move through the temporary safety net and get back to work. This is going to be transformational for how the state addresses poverty and a major transformation of the structure of government.
What does that look like for the people that are involved in it, Daniel, as far as their usage of it?
Yeah, so, you know, right now, if you're a recipient of government assistance, you may have to go to 10 or 12 different offices and deal with different eligibility checks and different case managers. And, you know, we don't really have a safety net or welfare system in the country. We have a whole bunch of disparate programs. This will allow all of those to work together. Regardless of your entry point into the system, you'll have one case manager that treats you like a whole person and designs assistance that best suits you and helps you get through the system and on to work and self-sufficiency.
What changed with tax policy in Louisiana in 2025?
Well, not much in 2025, but at the end of 2024, a significant package of bills passed that flattened the personal income tax, flattened the corporate income tax, eliminate at the top of the year in 2026, the franchise tax will finally be gotten rid of. And, you know, in 2025, the legislature passed a series of individual constitutional amendments that represent parts of what was a failed constitutional amendment too last year. Voters will make those decisions next spring.
Is Louisiana a more friendly place for people to do businesses, to do business rather than it was? And we did it. Now we're back with Daniel Erspammer. We're going to play the Who Are You game, but we got him back. Is Louisiana a better place to do business in this year, Daniel, than it was the previous year and the previous year and the previous year before that?
You know, there's no question about it. We have made progress to streamline some regulatory processes, clarify and provide stability to the tax code. You know, there's not to suggest there's not still a lot more work to do, but absolutely progress has been made to make this not only a better place to do business, but to, you know, live, work, and raise a family.
What would you like to see done in 2026?
As we look ahead, you know, our number one priority is ensuring the promise of the LA Gator program. So this is a program that passed that allow every child to attend a school that fits them best, which means dollars that the state is spending on education can follow each child ultimately to the school that fits them best, whether that's a public school, a public charter school, a home school, a parochial school, private school, whatever that may look like for that family. That was passed in 2024, unfortunately not funded in 2025. So really fulfilling that promise to the nearly 40,000 children who qualified for the program, applied, spent time to apply and qualify to raise their hand, make sure the funding actually gets to those kids.
How can that happen without it affecting public schools is a question I get from a lot of people.
Yeah. You know, first answer to that is none of the local dollars are changing. So the local tax dollars, the property tax and sales tax that we spend or collect rather to spend on schools, this doesn't change any of that. This is only dealing with the state dollars. And the same thing is true today that will be true after the full implementation of Gator. If a family decides to move their kid to another school, the dollars will follow. That happens today if you move to a different public school. And if a child unenrolls from the school doesn't get that money either. So nothing changes in that. This just puts power in the hands of families and parents who know their kids best, rather than forcing kids who, you know, to go to the zone public school that they live.
Let me take a break. We'll pick it up when we come back. Talking to Daniel Erspammer, CEO of the Pelican Institute. End of the year is fast approaching, so we'll talk about 2025, continue to talk about 2025, what stood out for good and bad, and what's on tap for 2026. 720 traffic now, WWL. 725 and a half, Tommy Tucker, WWL, joined by Daniel Erspammer, CEO of the Pelican Institute, talking about what went right in 2025 and what didn't. What would you say did not go right in 2025, Daniel?
Yeah, you know, a few disappointments there. While there were some good bills and progress on addressing legal abuse and you know, particularly relative to our car and home insurance issues, you know, some good things were left on the table and you know, sort of ended up a couple of steps forward, maybe one step back. So I think good stuff there, but there's still work to do to address the legal climate here in Louisiana, whether it relates to insurance or coastal lawsuits or, you know, a number of places where we see that problem.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Talk about the Streamline Act, if you will, because I saw the position on your website and I got involved in this accidentally last year. And it really is kind of ridiculous if you try to deposit some cash in a bank.
Oh, yeah. You know, this is... one of these bills on the federal level that it supposedly is to help address, you know, drug trafficking and terrorism or something like that. But what happens is, there are thresholds. If you are a small business owner, let's say you run perhaps a restaurant or something that may have a lot of cash, triggers all this red tape and federal review when you deposit somewhat large amounts of cash into the bank. Senator Kennedy has introduced a bill, the Streamline Act, along with Senator Tim Scott, that would raise those thresholds so we at least can keep up with inflation. They haven't changed in a few decades. And it will it will remove some of that regulatory red tape burden on particularly our small community banks, and really focus on fighting financial crime rather than just processing a whole bunch of reports.
How low are the thresholds now, Daniel?
They are $10,000 in one category, and $2,000 and $3,000 in another. So it will basically triple all of those. That'll move to $5,000, $10,000, and $30,000.
I know I got caught up in it just because I was saving money, trying to save some cash, and I would save it in big bills, and then I tried to deposit it, and man, they were looking at me like I was Pablo Escobar or something. It's like, come on, man, what are you doing? I just saved a couple of bucks here, and I'm just trying to put it in the bank. What do you call it? All of these people over here for
Kingpin Tommy?
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly right. Tell me about 2026. What would you like to see done?
Yeah, so another big thing for 2026 we've been talking about for a long time passed as part of Amendment 2 in late 2024, but of course not implemented, and that is what we call a government growth limit. We believe that the spending of our state government has grown much faster than our population and inflation, and the state budget has grown about 80% over the last decade. So what a government growth limit would do would be something very common sense. It says we've got to constrain the growth of recurring spending to inflation and population. So as population grows, as we have to keep up with inflation, of course, we can spend a little more. But we've got to focus on core priorities to make sure we can accomplish big objectives, fixing infrastructure for one, and for another, to continue to lower tax burdens on our families and, get the state in a good place.
I just hope Pete Hegseth doesn't take me out.
That's right. You better watch out.
Yeah. Thank you, Daniel.
Thanks, Tommy.
Appreciate your time. All right, Daniel Erspammer, CEO of the Pelican Institute. Sunday, Saints Battle of Bucks in Tampa. You can start your game day at 8 o'clock with Steve Geller, Charlie Long, and the Caesars Sportsbook First Take. Then at 10 o'clock, join Bobby Hebert, Steve Geller for the Bud Light Countdown to Kickoff. They'll break down the matchup. Game times at high noon with Deuce and Haas featuring Jeff Nowak on the sideline. And do yourself a favor, turn down that TV and turn up the radio. Then after the game, sound off at the Cajun Cannon on the Point After. If you love football, we got it for you. 10 hours of wall-to-wall black and gold coming your way. Saints Bucks Sunday on WWL and live on the free Odyssey app. We'll come back, talk about LSU recruiting and signing. Right now, time for WWL First News. For that, we go to Ian Ozan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.